Sean with Voices of SAE, and I'm here with a gentleman who is a national race champion in Porsche. He was in SAE in the 80s. His name is, say it.
Kurt Fizikas.
And what was your pledge class?
Oh, God, what? God, you mean the name of it?
Yeah,
Alpha Mu.
That's what it was.
Alpha God, Mew. It took me to. I haven't been asked that since I was 19.
Who's your pledge trainers?
Oh, God, I don't remember. I really don't remember.
Who are some of the other guys in pledge class you were close to?
Oh, shit. Jim King, Jimmy Dale. Those are probably my two. Jack LaBarbera. Those are probably my three favorites.
All right, so where'd you go to high school?
I went to Lawrence North High School. I was the first graduating class from Lawrence North High School in Indianapolis.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why'd you pick Ball State?
Well, it was probably the only place I could get in back then. Be honest with you. Now, you know, that's a good question. I don't know why I picked Ball State. Well, I couldn't get into IU, and I wanted to go to IU. And so I decided, well, I'll go to Ball State for a year. And the plan was go Ball State for a year, and then if I could get my grades up, I'll transfer to IU. And then I ended up as a freshman living in Menk Hall, which was I just chose it because it was a co-ed place.
Right.
I was like, great. You know, one floor of guys, one floor of girls. I mean, can't get any better. And so I did that for, and you know, Ball State back in the day, they were quarters. It wasn't semesters. Mm-hmm. So we had three quarters.
Got it.
Okay, kind of odd. So
Three quarters. That doesn't even math out.
I know.
Math out.
I know. You have a fourth
third,
quarter.
Third, third.
I know. Yeah, it is exactly. They have a fourth. They have a summer quarter.
Oh,
but,
okay.
However, nobody did the summer quarter. So you do your three quarters. You do your.
Got it.
Yeah, you would do your, what was it? Fall, winter, spring. And nobody went, you know, nobody wants to go to summer school.
Right.
All right. So, anyway, so you do your three quarters. And after the first quarter, I was like, I don't want to live in a freaking dorm. And I was pledging SAE.
Well, hold up before I get to that. Who was the first person? What was the connection? Why'd you pick SAE?
God, yeah, man. The bad part about this, really, Sean, is that I spent such little time there. Yeah, I was there for a year, mm-hmm. and I was 19, you know, and...
Did you go through Rush?
Yeah, I went through Rush. Yeah.
So is that how you got connected?
I was going through Rush, and I just liked the guys,
know?
And I seemed to fit in with those guys. We seemed to have a lot of fun. Athletic guys, party guys. You know, it just seemed like, this sounds like about my speed. And they were one of the few that would take me. You know, I felt like I was Otter or something like that. You know, it's like Otter. Well, you know, his brother was in the pledge class of 1947. We got to take him. So so I wanted to get the hell out of Menk Hall. And God, I can't. This is how bad it is, man. I can't even believe I can't remember who I lived with in the front house. Oh, Rudeau. Shit.
How do you spell his name, or what is it?
R-U-D-O-W.
Okay.
So he was do you have a father or a dad or a brother?
Big bro.
A big bro. He was my big bro.
Okay.
So he got me in. And it was in like one of the most prestigious rooms, if I remember. So it's like you had to be a senior to get in this room. Here comes this freaking pledge getting the
lift.
Like
above the front door?
No, it was the very front room. Had a big window.
Okay.
It faced onto, is it Riverside?
Yeah.
Or is it Riverside? Yeah, we were right on Riverside. I mean, I had a choice room. I had two roommates. There was another dude in there too. I can't remember. See, that's how bad it is. But so I lived there for two quarters.
Okay.
And then I became friends with a lot of the guys there, and Brian Petty, Chris Hupp, and then we became pretty close. You know, Brian and I became real close, and Chris and I became close, and I said, screw it, I'm not going to IU. I've got too many friends here. This is way too much fun. I love this place. And so that was the plan. We actually went out, we found a house, and we were going to, you know, go for my sophomore year at Ball State, and then... things change, you know, and I came back, you know, over summer break, and I had five other friends here that all went to different schools. We all grew up together, but they went, you know, one went to Cincinnati, one went to St. Joe, one went, you know, everybody scattered. We all came back and we all did well our freshman year, and then we all six transferred to IU and we lived forever, you know, happily ever after.
Were you SAE down there?
I was an SAE down there.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but I do have a pretty funny freaking story for you, and it lived in infamy for a while. I'm sure it's not still floating around there, but I remember going back to their
Ball State.
Yeah, Ball State, like 15 years later for something, and just walking in the SAE house, and I introduced myself, and dude goes, "That's the dude with the shit sandwich." So, I'll tell you the story. Here's the quick version. Okay, here's the shit sandwich story. It's pretty good. And I wish I could remember the individuals, because that would even be better. But I remember, we're going through pledgeship, and our pledge class went, we were the worst pledge class. We just didn't do anything that we were told to do. So we didn't even go active.
It was Alpha Nu?
Alpha Mu.
Mu.
I think it was Alpha Mu.
And it was 80 what?
81 or 2.
81, okay.
Okay. Well, I graduated in 81, so it would have been, of 81.
Patrick Smith?
Yeah, I know Pat Smith.
I reviewed him yesterday.
He was in my pledge class.
Oh, shit, okay.
Yeah, Pat Smith was in my, there you go. Pat was in my pledge class.
Okay.
So, you know, whoever it was, Shepard, I can't remember. Shepard was his name. So, I don't know. I think that was our pledge dude, who runs the pledge class. I don't know.
Pledge trainer.
Yeah, I think that was our. Anyway, so the guy was a real prick. And he was a prick for, I'm sure he's a great guy. I shouldn't have said it that way. But so they were giving us so much shit, and they wouldn't let us go active. I mean, we were pledging for, I remember, 14 weeks, and we're still pledging. And they had already started the new class.
Uh-huh.
So they had two pledge classes.
Yeah.
Okay, going at the same time. You're like, you fuckers are never going active. And so I said, yeah, this is Jack. So I said, I need to talk to you. We needed to get one of the pledge, whoever the pledge trainer was, we needed to get him out of his room. And so, because we had sabotaged, what I did is I knew the guy that ran the kitchen. His nickname was P-Nog. Kerry P-Nog? Anyway, so Kerry had the keys to the kitchen, all right? So I think it was Brian Petty had to take a crap, and we decided that we were going to do something and make some nice sandwich out of this, okay? And so he took a dump on a Domino's box. We went down into the kitchen, and we were able to get in the kitchen, and we had some lettuce, tomato sliced in with some chips and some nice rye bread, and just smeared like a Braunschweiger on that, okay? Cut it in half, put these cookies and chips on, and then who was, you had asked me if I knew this guy, and he wrote the note right when you first, he said, do you know, it was one of the guys, sorry. Anyway, shit, he had real feminine handwriting. So he wrote this note, like from his little sis, thank you so much for all your help. You're always there for me, blah, 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 folded it in half. So what we did was, so we got him out of his room. All right. So, man, I'm having so much trouble with pledging and all this stuff. And so after I made the sandwich, I think I gave it to Petty. I can't remember who we gave it to, but anyway.
Another guy in your pledge class?
Yeah, another guy in our pledge class. Brian helped me with the stuff, but then we gave us another guy in the pledge class. I think it was King. It could have been Jimmy Dale or Jim King. And then so I got the dude out. I said, I want to talk to you, man. So we sat in the front room. I'm crying like, I just can't take this anymore. Can you please? I don't know if I'm pledging for 14 weeks. Well, that's how we set the little plate over by his door in his room. So at this point, the whole house knows what's going down, right? And so the way that the light was shining and stuff, you could look into his room and he couldn't see from the reflection. So I think like half the house is out in the front yard looking, watching him. And so he comes, I go back to my room and he goes back to his room and everybody's out there in bushes and trees and watching. And he picks up the plate, and he's eating the chips and he's reading. You know how you are when you're at college, when the kitchen closes down. Hell, you get, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, you're hungry. And you're like, Christ, if I could get some food or something here. So he has a nice sandwich with chips and cookies and everything. So he's not even paying attention. All right. So he picks up this sandwich. All right. And everybody's up there. He goes like, and he's starting to take, he was going to take a bite of this thing. Okay. And everybody lost it. Okay. So then he looks at it. He sticks his finger in it and puts it on his tongue. And my God, I thought I pissed my pants trying to run into the house. We all ran in there. He knew it had to be me. Fazekas or Petty? It's Fazekas or Petty. I'm gonna kick your fucking ass. And I'm laying in my bunk and I'm like, I'm in the cold dorm at that time. I'm like, what are you talking about? I've been laying here for 20 minutes after I talked to you. But that was the shit sandwich story in its entirety. I can't remember who the hell put their freaking finger in the shit.
That's awesome. You remember where you went on walkout?
Yeah, where did we go? Did we go to Cincinnati? Yeah, I think we went to Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
Yeah.
All right, so if you were going to give some advice to the young guys that are thinking about pledging these days, what do you think they should try to get out of it besides the parties?
Man.
How should they try to utilize the guys, the not just camaraderie, but
that's a
kind
tough
like a
question.
What do you think they should
get out
of it?
What was so much fun back then is that, you know, we could plan events and do events and we could have a lot of fun without so much interaction. And it's so political anymore, and you can't do much of anything without, you can't have a party, you can't have kegs, you just have to be super, super careful with people with walkie-talkies or phone, you know, not walkie now, but back then it was. But, you know, I guess if I could give any real, is that, man, some of those friendships you build, you'll have them for life. And those are some of the things. And the one thing that I really, with Ball State, is that I miss, is that I wish, yeah, I don't discount my time at IU because I had a blast at IU. I made tons of friends there. But if I would have stayed at Ball State, shoot, I would, all those fraternity brothers, I'd still be hanging out with them. We still talk occasionally, but I'm not like, you know, when we go to a golf outing or something, yeah, I was only there a year. These guys were together for 4 years. And so
right.
I'm sort of like the redhead stepchild walking around like, oh, that's Fazekas. Remember that dude? Not really. Yeah, he's that one that made the shit sandwich. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's Fazekas. So, but I guess just the camaraderie with your buddies. You know, try to, you know, don't take that stuff for granted, because those times, those 4 years are going to be the best time of your life. And I know that everybody says that, and you don't, when you're 18 or 19, you're thinking, Christ, I'm so young, I got everything to look for. And you'll look back at those years and you'll really savor those years.
Yeah. Well, Phi Alpha, I appreciate it.
Hey, Phi Alpha, brother.
Yes, you got it.
Okay.
All right.